Happy New Week, beautiful, fun people. Welcome to a new episode of Underlined, where we bring your fave celebs and we ask them 10 fun questions. I am super excited about this week's episode. We are chatting to the beautiful, beautiful Zahara. We're going to ask her these questions. Let's hear what she has for us. Hi, Zahara.
Come on, let's see.
Unjani. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of On The Line. So I've got 10 questions for you. I hope you're ready. Okay. So the first question is, if your life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would they be?
A soundtrack, two songs right now.
Mm-hmm.
That one was the Lonely Way. That was the Tracy Chapman, Amy from Tracy Chapman.
Okay, all right. And describe yourself in a hashtag.
In a hashtag?
Yes.
Hashtag Wonder Woman.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. Okay. And what's something your followers would not know about you?
That I'm a very good impersonator and I love cooking.
That you actually are a great impersonator. I've heard you. Okay. And what are the three words that describe Zahara?
Three words.
Mm-hmm.
The girl next door.
The girl next door. All right. And what's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
Sorry, I did not hear that one. Sorry.
What's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
The best advice that I've received will have to be that my first choice will be Destiny, my song, but the second one will be this one. Girl, I want when it's been dark. He has been lonely for seasons. And even no fun, no money is in love.
That's the best advice I've given to people and the best advice I've given to me.
I don't want to be like anyone else that if they kill themselves. I'd rather somebody go and ask for help so that somebody can lend a hand. So you don't have to die alone with whatever you go through in life.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And what's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you?
The weirdest thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I was playing Destiny, and this guy jumped on stage, and I thought he was going to kill me. He just came, and he kissed me on my lips.
Oh, my word, on your lips.
And then when the security took him off, he was giving me, he was like, ah. He was like, I have done what I can do.
Oh, man, that's so crazy.
So many of those letters and people talking to me, yeah.
Okay. If you had a full day off, no responsibilities whatsoever, what would you do?
No responsibilities. I was gonna go and say I love watching cartoons. I used to watch Disney when I was like, don't laugh at me. And I was gonna sing play my guitar. I sing and I watch cartoons and I go camping by myself.
Okay. And
because I'm not with family. If I was family, oh, I was going to be busy with my mother and my father. I like being there. I like that. By playing with them.
Okay. And if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
What?
A superpower. What would it be?
Oh, Black Panther!
Okay.
Okay, I'm talking about heroes or someone.
All right. It's really up to you. If you want to choose a superpower, just a power or a superhero.
The superhero is Black Panther. It is spirituality. It's God.
Okay. And what has been your best or worst date?
Okay, my worst
one of my friends came into my house and when I was having my birthday, when people came to the friends came into my house and then they took videos that they were not supposed to because I was in my house. That was the way. But my best was singing for Tata Mandela and he asked for me.
Okay. And this is the last one. What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
I don't know.
All right, got it. Sahara, thank you so much for speaking to us and making time for us. All right.
Sorry for the noise, because I'm at the airport.
No, that's fine. We've been in minimum mind. Thank God.
Bye.
A big thank you to Zahara for joining us and chatting to us. I hope to see you guys next week again, same time, same place. You know what it is. Danko.